Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we started the second hour. They've subpoenaed Lord Kerry on Benghazi. We've got a bunch of Ukraine stories and more helicopters being shot down. We've got a lot of important economic news and your phone calls. But we really need to just talk about the level of lies and deceit with Gibbs saying that they were told to say there was no drone program when it was a public program. Now saying the Benghazi memo that they lied about is not a Benghazi memo. It's like going to the zoo and there's an elephant and saying to your five-year-old, that's not an elephant, that's actually Santa Claus. I mean, it's really getting weird. It's Baghdad Bob level, where he's standing there with the bombs going off behind him in Iraq as the Iraqi information minister saying the Americans have been driven from the country. They are weak. They are driven from country. We defeat them, and like 2 miles away, a huge mushroom cloud bomb goes off, 2,000-pound bomb. Again, I was against the Iraq war, but I'm just saying that guy was a piece of work. That guy was a huge piece of work. And that's the level of this. How do they get away with it? We're taking your phone calls. Shane in North Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, let me be clear. If you like the radio station, you can keep it. But you are a racist, radical extremist. Hillary, what's your opinion?
What difference does it make? They're all radical extremists.
I'll tell you what. We know and expect certain politicians to be the biggest BSers, so I want to address the ones that, in my opinion, are the most dangerous to the patriot movement, and that is, I know you don't like to quote-unquote infight, but I don't think it's infighting to talk about shills like Glenn Beck. That's just my opinion. But, you know, he came out early on, looked at how he sabotaged the Ron Paul movement at a critical time in 07. You know, this money bombs terrorists, and
I don't know about you, but Ron Paul, I mean, here's the quote. I don't know about you, but Ron Paul's scary. He calls his movement a money bomb, blowing things up. The army needs to be used against him. Close quote.
Well, that's just the beginning. You think about all the things that he said over the years, and in my opinion, he's sort of like a sleeper cell for the elite because, you know, for one, I think that when he, quote-unquote, got fired from Fox, I honestly think that was part of the, you know.
I don't know. They really hated him up there. I don't know. Listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I don't infight, and it's a classy thing I do. He said that I was basically wanting violent overthrow of the government and that I was covering up for Bundy's racism, pure bull. And so I had to come out against it to protect my operation. That said, a few days ago, I had multiple affiliates hear it. One of my friends heard it. I haven't gone to listen. But he said, all right, we all need to work together. That guy's not that bad. You know, he's kind of like Malcolm X, though, and I'm like Martin Luther King. We just don't need violence, but let's stop the infighting. So he got a lot of heat doing that. He obviously got spanked. I don't want to be enemies with Glenn Beck. I don't. It makes me feel bad to attack him. I'm not jealous of him. I wish him long days, pleasant nights. I actually like a lot of the stuff he's done. A lot of people don't like his style. I think he's really a smart guy. I mean, he went on air and said they're going to blow stuff up and blame the Liberty Movement on Fox. I don't want him to be Benedict Arnold. But I agree that at key points, I think he thinks he's covering his butt. And that he is throwing people under the bus at critical times to do that. And listen, we're going to lose everything if people that love liberty, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, call us right wing, call us classical liberals, call us constitutionalists, libertarians. We believe in America, okay? And I don't want to be enemies with him. He does a lot of good work, okay?
Yeah, hey, listen, I have one more thing, if you don't mind, actually.
Sure.
And that is an idea that I think is pretty good. It'd be kind of a fun satire thing.
What is it?
People work through to do, and that is to take, like, basically old-school history situations like, you know, say Rosa Parks or, you know, classical things in our history like Martin Luther King and just, you know, random things like that, and basically say if CNN and MSNBC was around back then, how they would cover it. You know, they'd be calling, like, Rosa Parks a terrorist and, like...
That's a great idea. Know. They would be... No, that's a great... In fact, I made that point. That's a great idea. Be right back.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Said that there were no emails on Benghazi in the first day. We have the memo on Benghazi out for 2 days that clearly shows they were involved in talking points and a cover-up. We know that there was a stand-down. We know weapons were being transferred to al-Qaeda. Now the Congressman Issa's committee is subpoenaing Secretary of State John Kerry. Will he refuse the subpoena? Like Eric Holder has done, will he refuse the documents? Because Holder will come testify, but he won't give the documents up. And so no one should even be at those hearings, as has been pointed out. He should be in jail, as multiple members of Congress from Texas have pointed out. Now, Boehner is eyeing a special committee on Benghazi. That'll be a whitewash with his specially appointed House and Senate members that will, you know, act like they're investigating, but covered it up. Just like Boehner is propping up Obamacare with claiming, oh, we'll tweak a couple pieces of it. Tweak 13,000 rider pages on a multi-thousand page total bill? How do you tweak a sword chopping America's head off? A meat cleaver coming down on us. written to shut down the country. I'm going to go to your phone calls. If you just joined us, we're asking phone callers, we're asking listeners, who is the greatest liar? Who is the greatest BSer? Do we have the clip? What's the congressman's name from Georgia that thinks islands float and that if you build too much on them, they flip over? Is it Hank Johnson? I think he's disqualified because I think he's such an airhead that he actually believes that.
That the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
And
Carney? Or is it the Carney that says the Benghazi memo that says it's about Benghazi that they lied about? The Judicial Watch got, they're now saying that isn't about Benghazi.
Like, this is a conspiracy in theory and spiritual right. Conspiracy.
Well, conservative group comes in and says, we want Benghazi documents. The administration says, this is not a Benghazi document, so we're not turning it over, right?
Again, I don't, like, this is a State Department FOIA request response.
Or is it Robert Gibbs, the last propagandist before Carney, saying that there is no drone program when he admits there was a public drone program? It's public. It's like saying that the New York Yankees don't exist, or it's like saying that Warren Buffett doesn't exist, or it's like saying Angela Merkel doesn't exist of Germany, or it's like saying Hillary Clinton doesn't exist, or it's like saying George Washington didn't exist, or it's like saying the Dallas Cowboys don't exist. Anyone with a brain above room temperature knows these things exist. In fact, there's the Gibbs quote. Robert Gibbs, I was told not even to acknowledge the drone program. So you go to the congressman, Jesse Ventura did, and said, yeah, you wrote that bill to build FEMA camps that have already been constructed but expand them, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, and the Tennessee congressman goes, in this fake kind of Nelly person meets Foghorn Leghorn, he goes, do you believe space aliens are going to come down out of the sky, Governor, and eat children on the ground? There is no such bill that he co-sponsored and wrote. And Ventura goes, really? And he goes, well, I have the bill right here. Here's the number. And he goes, oh, I declare that bill. And then goes, literally like, what's the name of the lady in Gone with the Wind? Scarlet. Literally talks like Scarlet, puts his hand to his mouth and goes, oh my goodness, I did not know that you meant that bill. We have to end this conversation right now. I'm not going to discuss that bill. I mean, we got congressmen saying islands are floating. We got congressmen saying aliens are going to eat children if you bring up a bill they wrote. These people are a bunch of freaks.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Wow.
And so I would get a question like that, and literally I couldn't tell you what Major asked, because once I figured out it was about the drone program, I realized I'm not supposed to talk about it. But here's what's inherently crazy about that proposition.
He goes on, here's what's inherently crazy about that proposition.
Based on reporting of a program that exists.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah, back it up 20 seconds. Back it up. I want him to hear that. He goes, this is based on a program that's public and known to exist.
Position. You're being asked a question based on reporting of a program that exists.
Right.
So you're the official government spokesperson,
exactly,
acting as if the entire program, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Right.
And then there's another clip that I haven't found yet. It was on the front page of YouTube this morning, but they customize it for your searches. So there's a bunch of news clips on there and race cars. That's why I was looking at those two. I was watching some race car stuff. Anyways, last night when the kids went to bed, so in between the race car stuff and news clips on the front of my YouTube homepage, it was a clip of CNN, and the headline was something like, CNN reporter talks about Carney and Benghazi memo. And the reporter says the same thing. He goes, they're denying reality, like saying our hands don't exist, and laughing about it. But it's not funny, because they're getting away with it. This would be like if the cops pulled you over and you can hardly talk, you're slurring your words, there's a bottle of Jack Daniels open in the driver's seat, a beer open, and you're hiccuping, and there's 12 packs of beer in the back with two people passed out drunk who vomited on each other. Okay? And the cop pulls you over and says you're weaving, and you go, oh, I've been drinking. Okay? And then you just open the door and go, I love you, officer. And start trying to hug them. I mean, this is beyond that. This is beyond that. This is how they talk to us. This is how government treats us.
Hey, the attack in Benghazi was rooted in a protest over the video? That's what she's...
I know that you and I are both in a different time zone right now, but we're still in April of 2014, and this is a discussion about what she said and what turned out to be the case that we have had dozens of times in this room.
You heard that. It's a conspiracy theory. Now, I think Baghdad Bob, I'm not trying to prejudice folks, I think Baghdad Bob saying the U.S. forces weren't even in Iraq when they were in Baghdad, I think he's who I'm voting for. I get one vote for Baghdad Bob. We got one vote for Bill Clinton, one vote for Obama, one vote for Baghdad Bob. That's my one vote. Who do you think the greatest BSer of the last 20 years is? We're talking right now about giving awards out. The Baghdad Bob Award will be given today, the first annual. We'll do it on May 2nd every day. After May Day, celebrating communism, celebrating fraud, slavery called liberty, that's communism, we will give the Baghdad Bob Award. John in Missouri, thanks for holding. Who do you think the Baghdad Bob winner is? Then we'll go to Tiffany.
Hey, brother.
Hey, bud.
I think we know who the author of lies is, and I've been listening to you for a long time.
So Satan is the winner.
I feel like we're getting close, Alex. And I know Skousen says 5-10 years, Russia, China aren't ready. I disagree with that. And I want to know, what does your spirit tell you? How close do you really think we are to a flashpoint event occurring?
I don't know, but everything's accelerating. Everything's getting crazier. We're looking at a world that can be on fire very, very quickly. Tell me, who do you think, because it's a question, who do you think, though, temporally, a human on this earth, who deserves, it shouldn't be the Baghdad Bob Award, it should be the Satan is a Liar Award. Who gets a Satanic Level Lying Award?
Well, I gave you my answer, the author of lies, he's it.
I know, but I told you the devil is not a human, so a human. Who is most Satan-like when it comes to lying?
I would have to say the wolves in the pulpit.
There are wolves in the pulpit saying, do whatever the government says. Yes. Good point. All right. Tiffany in Texas. So we got one for preachers. Preachers are the biggest devils. It's kind of unfair. There's a lot of great preachers, but I get it. Establishment preachers, that's one vote there. Satan gets one vote. Bill Clinton, one vote. Obama, one vote. Baghdad Bob gets one vote. Tiffany, who do you think deserves this laurel?
Hey, Alex, thank you for having me be a part of this tradition.
Oh, no need to be part of the first annual Baghdad Bob, a.k.a. I Want to Be Like Satan Award. Who's the biggest liar?
I would have to say President Obama, just because when he ran on this election, he made it seem like you were all going to be delivered with hope, and it was going to be a great thing for him winning, and it's just been lies and deceit to be an understatement. So, Obama for sure.
So Obama gets the most outrageous liar award.
Yes, for sure.
You mean you don't believe him? You don't believe him that when you go work and get your paycheck, you didn't build that?
Oh, no, I'm sitting here at work now, so I'm very sure I'm working for it.
That's a good point. You mean when you lift weights or do aerobics, you didn't build your muscles?
Well, let Obama tell it. Maybe that's true.
You know what I think? I think you're a conspiracy theorist and aren't allowed to have a view that you have your job and get your paycheck or run your business, or that you work out and get that great figure. Get rid of
well,
that extreme.
You know
I'm sorry. Go ahead, extremist.
You know, I'm a typical American citizen, and it's just sad that we're all fully aware, and then it's just like we're feeding lies when we tell the truth. So it's just like the truth has been told to be a lie, and now the lies.
Folks, I'm sorry for that. Those racist comments you just heard. I apologize.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big time. Big time.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. John, Big Bad John.
Nobody knew where John come from.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi, Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big John. Big Bad John.
All right, let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls here.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine.
Let's go ahead and talk to Dustin in Nebraska. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, how you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, my friend. What's on your mind?
I think the biggest BSer is Obama with his affiliation with the New World Order, because they just keep constantly telling you lies, trying to think that Americans are so stupid.
While they put the police in black uniforms and armored vehicles are delivered and surveillance systems are put up, yeah, we're in trouble. They're only stalling us till they blow stuff up and blame it on us and say we're all terrorists. I mean, you know that, right?
Yes, I do. I served a tour in the United States Navy when I got out of high school back in 2000.
Well, thank you for your service.
Part of this terror screed is I, Dustin Kramer, will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against freedom and defend freedom and democracy around the world, whatever, but against all foreign and domestic enemies. And I think Obama is a domestic enemy with no good for the United States. So would that be enough to support maybe like a movement?
Oh, listen, I mean, we've got to impeach him now, but what's cut and dry is Fast and Furious, they're caught red-handed, Solyndra red-handed, and they're caught red-handed, my friend, brother, on this telling banks not to let gun dealers or gun shops have accounts or cancel them. That's on record they did that. That's torturous interference. It's racketeering. It's a civil rights violation. It is pure mafia, and they should be indicted right now, but that's not going to happen. We need impeachment right now, but Congress is blackmailed and scared. But as more people turn against the system, it can happen. And it won't fix things if we end up indicting Obama or he has to step down, but it'll scare government for a while, and we'll see reforms like we saw in the 70s. These people are getting away with everything right now. And if they get away with all this, I appreciate your call, if they get away with this, the sky's the limit. I mean, there's not much further to go, folks. They get away with this, it's rampant criminal activity. It already is rampant, but I mean, more people continue to die in FBI custody. They go pick people up, they go to interview, and they end up dead. Man arrested in FBI sting found dead in federal custody. The guy they tried to blame the anthrax, the third round, Patsy. The doctor they tried to blame for the anthrax attack, we actually know who did it. They killed him. And it was buried in the news that he, quote, OD'd on prescription Tylenol. And then this guy, a Washington State man charged with plotting to blow up several buildings, was found dead in federal custody Thursday. See, when they set up these patsies like Atari Militia, the judges end up releasing them because it turns out it's all staged. The new thing is just kill you, and then they still get the headline that a domestic terrorist existed. And then it doesn't come out it was all fake. Even the New York Times admitted almost every one of these events is totally made up, or they find a mental patient. Folks, I would never do this. I'm saying hypothetically, though. I guarantee you, and I wouldn't do it because they'd set me up and claim it was real. I could go out and in 5 hours find a homeless person who was mentally ill and give them a few thousand dollars and give them alcohol and then give them a fake bomb and say, go blow up the police station. Guaranteed. And then if I was FBI, put them in handcuffs, take them into jail. That's what they do. In most cases, they get mentally ill homeless people or mentally ill black people so they can claim they're Muslims. It turns out they're not in almost every case. And I'm not saying there aren't real Muslim terrorists. The point is they're in the Middle East and other areas. It's in almost every case, the Christmas tree bomber, all of it, look it up. They are literally mental patients. They are homeless former state hospital people or out of their mind crazy racist white people. And who have like 75 IQs. I had brain surgery. I want to kill the blacks. I mean, they literally get people like that with one tooth who've had brain surgery going, I won't kill black people. I won't kill them. I won't kill them. I mean, it's just totally fake. And so now the New Deal is They just get you in custody. It's like, oh, he died in custody. Never mind. No investigation. Just, all. Oh, your calls are coming
march.
Up. I'm going to go to a bunch of them.
The Empire is on the run.
Phil, Mike.
Alex
Chase.
Jones and the GCN Radio
the
Network.
Biggest BSer. Phone blood coming up. I can feel it.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters, and breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. All right, the crew says that they want to vote. Three or four guys back there, John Bound and others, they all want to give their take on who they think the greatest baloney master is the last 20 years. We've got right now 3 votes for Obama, 1 for Bill Clinton, 1 for Baghdad Bob, 1 for Satan, and 1 for just lying establishment, Romans 13, preachers in general. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Now with the level of lies becoming just mega level by Jay Carney, also known as Baghdad Bob Part 2, the American Baghdad Bob, because of the fact that he's been knighted Baghdad Bob 2, and I'm kind of nominating him as well. I mean, I think he's a really important person when it comes to lying. He says the new Benghazi memos they lied about, those aren't about Benghazi, even though they say they're about Benghazi. So, I mean, he's kind of really pushing for first place there, in my view. I am prejudicing things. Baghdad Bob's incredible, but Obama's giving him a run for his money. So, Phil in Florida, who do you think the greatest baloney master of all time is in the last 20 years?
I'm definitely going to have to say Michael Bloomberg and his Everytown campaign.
Oh, yeah, well, he said he's pro-Second Amendment and doesn't want your guns. He just believes Second Amendment means handing them all in. Okay, Mayor Bloomberg, here, thank you. Keep going.
Yep, and then the thing he's got going currently, you got the FedEx shooter. I believe that's a total farce. This kid, Getty Kramer, supposedly a 19-year-old kid dressed like Rambo with camo and bullets across his chest. Conflicting news stories. Some say it was an assault rifle. Some say it was a shotgun. He's got no Facebook, no Twitter, very few pictures available online. He's driving the same type of car that supposedly Adam Lanza drove to the school, a Honda Civic four-door. Very few eyewitness accounts of the events, but every eyewitness account, they stated that he's dressed like Rambo. They made sure they punched that out to everyone.
And why are you questioning known certified liars who've been caught running giant hoaxes? You're supposed to believe known certified liars and do whatever they say. I appreciate your call, conspiracy theorist. No, that's sick, okay? I'm with Jay Carney. By the way, I promised at the bottom of the hour, then I'll go back to other callers. I promise at the bottom of the hour to tell you why I'm wearing a Bohemian Grove security guard outfit today. And I'm going to take this raft of calls, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I will go to your calls, but then I will tell you before the hour ends why I am wearing this very nice shirt that Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins sent me. Let's talk to Mike in Manhattan. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? There's so many to choose from between Hillary, Obama, Holder, Reid, Bona. I mean, I can go on and on. I wanted to let you know, too, I saw your buddy Glenn Beck on a Facebook with an all-CNI on a shirt. It was on YouTube. It was Illuminati Exposed Celebrity Sellouts.
Just you know, he does wear a lot of shirts with all-seeing eyes and pyramids and 322 skulls, and I just think you ought to tell us, what does that mean? Because sometimes I might wear that stuff, but I'll say why I'm doing it as a joke. Like I'm wearing a Bohemian Grove outfit right now. I'm going to tell you why. Why do you think he's wearing that?
I think he's wearing it to let everybody in the Illuminati to know that he's on their side. Like you said, he might be in, with the FBI and all that. You know, who knows?
Well, there's no doubt about that. But there's some good guys in the FBI. I mean, if I was going to hire private security, I might hire retired FBI agents. I mean, I don't want to fight with Glenn Beck. I appreciate your call. I just want him to stop lying about me and my family, okay? I mean, I do not want to do this. I don't fight with my real enemies. And so I'm not part of that. It's very frustrating. I really just want to be a classy guy. Please, no more Glenn Beck calls, folks. Let's go ahead and go to Chase in Texas. And I see the phone lines are loaded. We're going to get more of those calls ready here in just a moment because I'm going to be going to you. Chase in Texas, listening to 1300 in Beaumont, Texas, 1300 AM. What is your take on the greatest baloney master of the last 20 years?
Well, I guess one specific individual, just given the sheer evil and sellout, is George Soros. I think maybe as a group, I would say the City of London, because everything perpetuates from their fake, you know, house of card money. So that's kind of the angle I would go. But, Alex, could you imagine going fishing with Obama, say, out in Galveston Bay, and, you know, you catch a couple of specks and a couple of reds, and you come into the dock, and you start telling everybody, what'd you get? What'd you get? And you start telling Obama, says, oh, y'all be quiet. We got six-foot black tip sharks. We got 18 flounder. And we got a couple of porpoises, and everybody's looking and saying, well, where's the catch? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. That's exactly what his administration is. It's nothing but a fish story.
That's a good way to say it. It really is a fish story. And it's a fish story that concerns our whole lives, and the fraud just gets worse and worse. We're waking up to it. So their answer is to build up a paramilitary force against us. Very interesting. I hope you're spreading the word down there in Beaumont. That's where my mother's mother is from. I got a bunch of family down there that owns and runs Christmas tree farms and a lot of great patriots down there in that area.
Yes, sir. Well, Alex, brother, I've been talking this like a man on fire for about 7 years now in the Houston area and just in general. And I think folks are waking up here in this area, no doubt. But, I'm convinced we don't need everybody to wake up. We just need the right people to wake up. And that doesn't mean color or creed. That means the right individual who has the intellect to understand it and to just go out and say one person a day, I will wake up. And that's been my personal creed. So y'all keep up the good work, man.
God bless you. Appreciate your call from Beaumont, listening on 1300 AM. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Mike in San Diego, listening on Infowars.com audio feed. Mike, thanks for calling in. Who do you vote for?
Alex, brother, thanks for having me. Kudos to the caller. I want to say George Soros as well and his Open Society minions and also the folks over at Media Matters. Cannot envision one more person who has done more to damage our beautiful country. And
no, I understand, but it's not just who's damaging us and who the big enemies are. It's who tells the most flagrant, giant lies out in the open and gets away with it.
No doubt, no doubt. And, sir, real quick, wanted to get your opinion on the Import-Export Bank. Their charter is expiring this year. Guys like Soros make billions off their corporate welfare. We need to expose them. What's your view on them, sir?
Well, all these big globalist inside groups, IMF, World Bank, Ex-Im Bank, Import-Export, all of it are set deals, so-called free trade deals that are, it would take two wheelbarrows to carry the NAFTA documents, more than that for GATT. It's selectively written to shut down their competition, to only let certain things go in and out of the country. It's a bunch of rich guys rigging the economy for themselves, and it's just outrageous. I appreciate your call. Let's get...
Thank
you, my friend. Let's get John Bowne and the rest of the crew, if they want to chime in. Who do you guys individually think is the greatest liar currently? Remember, you're up against Kim Jong-un, who says that he makes the sunshine when he's not hanging out with Dennis Rodman in an obscene display of bizarreness. We're up against Baghdad Bob. It's not just America. Who is the greatest BSer?
Well, we knew the odds were not in our favor. But what we did was we hybridized the leader of the Federal Reserve.
Which is not federal. That's a big hoax. It's not federal. It's owned by foreign offshore banks mainly.
It's a lie in the history of the world.
Well, Obamacare itself is a huge lie because it's written to gouge everybody, too, so it's almost as big. But it's not the biggest lie itself. The thing isn't the lie, even though they are lies. It's the biggest liar individually. So who is that?
That would be Ben Yellen.
Now, is that Bernanke and Yellen crossed together?
Yeah, Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen hybridized.
Who is that? It looks like some kind of like evil rat or something.
That also may be the professor that's living in that dumpster downtown.
That looks like the grandmother of Janet Reno and Rachel Maddow.
Lovely.
Anyways.
Yeah.
What's the name of that thing on Saturday Night Live, Pat?
That is frightening. That you don't want to see that when you're
trying. Well, listen, keep your opinions to yourself. I think that's a pretty good-looking woman right there.
If you're into that.
Well, I mean, remember Police Academy? When they'd have the cops dress up with the beards like women? When they were, like, undercover?
That's our vote.
Okay, thank you. Is that really your vote? Let's be serious. Who do you think the biggest liar is?
The head of the Federal Reserve. Whoever that person may be.
That's a good point. They just go along with the whole hoax that they're federal and everything. And the hoax is so big it works, like Hitler said, bigger than the lie. You agree with that, CJ? You agree with that, Jordan?
Absolutely.
It's kind of racist. Well, all right. I mean, I don't know why it's racist. I'm just going to throw that in there.
It might as well be.
All right, let's go to Cindy in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding. Cindy, just before you even talk, I'm going to say you're racist. Go ahead.
Hey, of course I am. I'm white.
There you go.
And I have to vote for Erica Holder. My reason being, he's the Department of Justice. He doesn't indict anybody for racketeering. It's going on all across the country. Look at Harry Greed, for God's sakes. And you just look at the guys in the government and the women. The men look like women, and the women look like men, and they act that way, too. It's like, my God, I can't
Well, I knew you'd say something racist or sexist, see?
I mean, I don't even see any real men anymore in the government.
Well, that's inherently sexist to say that men should be manly, huh?
Well, they should, and the women, Hillary should be, looks like a man, and Obama and Holder, they look like women. It's very confusing to me. And of course, Benghazi will go away because it's impeachable. You can't have impeachable.
Well, that's right. The Republicans will just get bigger cuts of the slop pie by blackmailing Obozo.
Of course. But they're all liars. Get down to it. They all lie. They're all. That's why they're there.
But we know it's getting worse, though, and nothing's going to be left soon if we don't deal with these people. But I hear you. So you think the biggest liar is Eric Holder. Thank you so much. We're going to go to the next person here in a moment, but here's the running. One vote for Bill Clinton. Four votes for Obama. He's way out in the lead. Baghdad Bob only gets one vote. Satan only gets one vote as the big liar. Satan, step aside for Obama. Corrupt establishment preachers get one vote. Mayor Bloomberg gets one vote. George Soros, one vote. Eric Holder, one vote. Janet Yellen, crossed with Ben Bernanke to create a lovely creature, gets one vote. So, I drew a little picture of Yellen right there. So, right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Chuck in Texas. Chuck, you're up to bat, brother. Who is the El Diablo?
Eric Holder.
Eric Holder gets two votes. All right.
I'll tell you the biggest group of people for the American people for voting. It should be a no confidence vote.
Well, no. Worldwide, American people would probably get the most delusional, most brainwashed vote, except for North Korea.
Exactly.
Good point. Any other points you'd like to make about saying it's Eric Holder?
I think he's the 21st century biggest liar. I have to agree with that woman, the cult before me. She's got it dead on.
Eric Holder is extremely dangerous, is what he is. I appreciate you calling in, brother. Let's go ahead and talk to Militia Man from California. And he says he's listening by tuning in. I don't know. I guess that means a local station. Go ahead, Militia Man in California. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing there, Alex? This is Sergeant Joker, Northern California State Militia. I would also say that it's Eric Holder because he is supposed to be justice. There is no justice. I'd also like to make a few other points. Webster Tarpley basically killed himself yesterday. I hope all of you understand that.
Well, what do you mean? He's okay, right?
No, he's fine. But I'm just saying what he said is going to get him killed. But he went on the air and killed himself. So I hope you, everybody listening, realize.
I don't want to get another talk show host and people. I haven't had Tarpley on in a long time. He won't come on. He likes Obama now and Hillary. And, you know, thinks that, you know, the Republicans are the threat. I run into university professors up in Canada. I interviewed them years ago, and they said, look, we know 9/11 is an inside job, but we don't want to say it because it discredits the state. We want to get control of the state again. And Tarpley doesn't want the state messed up. He thinks it's good, and he thinks discrediting it is a problem, and that it's bad to say government's out of control. And so, you know, he said things about Ron Paul that just aren't true and just really some nasty stuff. And, you know, I'd like him to come on here and defend it. I mean, we put Tarpley from great respect on the map. And he's got him a show on Genesis, everything. I like the guy as a person. But one time he was down here, we were interviewing somebody he brought down who was an open Marxist and was talking about, you know, taking over the country and all this stuff and all of that. And I was... And Tarpley was like smiling about it. And I was like, whoa, Tarpley, I don't agree with this. I'm not a communist, you know. And I don't want to sit here and talk bad about Tarpley. It's just that's where that stands. And, you know, when I don't worship Tarpley and agree with everything, people are like, how dare you not agree with him on everything? It's like I put the guy on the map to a great extent. He'll admit that. So I like interesting guests on, but, you know, I'm just not into hardcore ultra-leftist politics. What did he specifically say, so we're not on the cliffhanger here, Militia Man? What do you call killing himself on air?
No. I'm sorry. I meant Tosh.
Okay. People mumble so bad that I thought you were talking about Tosh Plumlee. Didn't you say Tarpley?
Plumlee. Yeah, I'm stupid. But,
have you been smoking a lot of ganja today? Oh, I thought you were stoned when you called. How much weed have you smoked?
None.
Do you smoke marijuana, sir?
Occasionally, but no, I mean, I can't right now because I'm
just teasing you. I'm going to stop you. I'm just joking around. Listen.
Whatever. Yeah. But, you know.
In fact, I don't want to even fight with Tarpley. So I want this.
No, it's not. Yeah.
And I'm not going to get into it. I appreciate your call. I got to go. Man, I just can't deal with all this information. It's just unbelievable, man. People even get names right. I'm not trying to be mean here. It's just, yes, Tosh Plumlee did risk his life. Huge CIA whistleblower yesterday on Benghazi. That should be top story national news. We should do a story about it so that it can be put out on Twitter and other places. It's huge. It is huge. Thank you so much, caller from California. I didn't mean to tease you. Let's go ahead and talk to Dean in Virginia. Dean, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, as an admitted racist, I will have to say that all the votes are going to the obvious liars. But I want to cast a vote for a guy that's taking a lot of credit for what top talk show hosts are saying, like yourself, that you said years ago, but taking credit for it and condemning people like you for the truth that they bring out. Glenn Beck. I think he has an opportunity to bring all the talk show hosts together, but instead he has to criticize, condemn. You don't do that for people that are on your side, if that's the side you're taking. However, when you sit there and say that you created or found out about Agenda 21 and you wrote a book about it and you've been talking about it for years, that makes me question the authenticity of the heart of the person of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't territorialize info, but, yeah, when I talked about that like in 96, and I made a film in 97, and then he becomes me and then attacks me and tries to destroy me, that I got a problem with. But, okay, fine, one vote for Glenn Beck. Look, I want to be nice, okay? So I'm not running up a white flag with Glenn Beck. I'm running up a flag of peace.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com and, for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm going to say one more thing about Glenn
Beck. Your own person.
tell you where I got this shirt I'm wearing. And then we're going to go back to your phone calls and cover a ton of news. And there's a lot of them we haven't gotten to yet, but these calls are great and bring up all the lies of these people. We should expose it so the general public that isn't aware understands how serious this fascism is that we're rapidly sinking into bipartisanly. But Obama and the globalists are the vanguard captains of where we're going. I'm not allowed to reveal my sources. And I don't try to know Glenn Beck's business, but obviously at the level I'm at, I'm going to know it. And I don't just go off rumors. Glenn Beck got really freaked out by the stuff I said last week about him. About who's in his operation, where he gets his money, stuff like that. And none of it's really bad, other than the fact that they're directing you to attack me, and that's the proof something isn't right, and your talking points. So just don't read White House talking points that are being given to you, either by the FBI or the CIA, against me. I'll leave you alone. I mean, it's meant to set me up for destruction, so if you corner me trying to destroy me, I'm going to come out against you. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want a civil war. I don't want any cops to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to be fed into a wood chipper. The globalists are going to sit in Switzerland and offshore in Luxembourg while all this goes down, and in Copenhagen. So, I don't want to be part of this, okay? I want to have a country. I love America. And it is a big deal, because I got a transcript of what he said last week now, that he backed off most things. He'll probably attack again. But the good news is you reached out to him, and he is now backing down from trying to set up the Liberty Movement. Only because we called him on it. But I don't think Beck in the final equation is a government agent. I think he's being influenced and is scared. And I get why he's scared. And Glenn, you just have to get over it. You have to just go with it. Whatever happens is going to happen. He's done a lot of great work. Just keep doing that work and stop, transcend being a jerk to other people. None of us are perfect. I repent every day of stuff I do. But just transcend it. Because we don't want to see the globalists take over and then wish we'd have done more later. Now, speaking of the shirt I'm wearing, and by the way, I'm going to buy some more of these. I really like how this work shirt fits. It's a security shirt. Billy Corrigan of Smashing Pumpkins, 40 million records sold, great Patriot Daily listener, says he'll come back on soon. Billy Corrigan, a couple months ago, said, I'm going to get you something really special. You're going to like it. It's really fun. And I said, okay, what is it? He said, well, I can't tell you. It's a surprise. So there's a couple boxes came to the house, and I was looking at them and busy on Monday and never opened them. So last night I finally opened it, and it was this black official. This is a real Bohemian Grove security outfit sent to me by Billy Corrigan, and I don't know where he got it. I'll just leave it at that, you know, let the mystery deepen. But I guess I'll have to change their patch and uniform now. But for those that don't know about Bohemian Grove, can we play the cremation of care video where they May 1st type burning of a child in Evesby? Let's play that for folks.
There's been a lot of strange going-ons in that area of Northern California. But this is what the establishment is into right here in America.
Hail, fellowships, eternal flame. Once again, midsummer sets us free.
I was talking to a very prominent person who was at Bohemian Grove last year, and they said that the old men look in the woods and think I'm there. It's like I'm a boogeyman. I'm a story because I've snuck in there more than once.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies.
worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.